Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Okay, Polly, if God forbid something happened and you snapped and turned all terrible and then you had to go to jail, what would the worst part of prison be?
The sharing worst. A cell with Bubba.
Of course, I thought, yeah.
That's what everybody says.
Is that what, right?
Sure. You know what? I've given this thought, believe it or not.
Of course you have.
Yeah, I give lots of
Because you're like Tim Robbins in the Shawshank Redemption. You've got time to think.
Right. And here's what I'm still trying to find the downside.
You mean you get three square meals a day,
a little bit of outdoor activity time.
Like an hour.
A lot of time to yourself.
Yes. Okay, to think.
No boss jerk wagon in the corner office, being a jerk wagon in the corner
Just
office like our boss
drop
here.
Drop the soap in the shower.
Right.
Please. Whatever you do.
They use liquid soap now, Polly. Don't worry about it.
How do you know that?
Seen my share of the inside of prisons.
When's the last time you've been in the clink?
Could tell you stories.
But the food would be terrible. The food's terrible.
Really?
Loss of freedom.
The food that I eat comes out of my freezer and says, lift corner to allow steam to vent.
That's pretty much prison food right there.
Exactly. I know you've been cooking wonderful food for me over the last little while, but truly,
You're a control freak. You would not last a day.
Are you kidding
behind
me?
Bars.
Give me that routine. Every day, do this at this time and that at that time. And by the way, read some books. I'm in. I am so in.
You are Tim Robbins in the Shawshank Redemption. And Polly can be Morgan Freeman. Say it. Get busy living or get busy dying.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
It's not bad.
It's so good.
It's not bad. Okay. So tell me
the downside here. Can you let me?
Yes.
I thought for sure you were going to mention that you would not, because you are a well-dressed man. I thought you'd mention those terrible orange jumpsuits, or I guess sometimes they have stripes, right?
Right.
Well, in Ludlow, Massachusetts. Is that how I say it?
Mm-hmm.
All the inmates are wearing shirt and ties.
Oh, I like this.
I knew you would.
When can I go?
The sheriff says the dress code gives the prisoners pride and purpose. Some of the inmates have never worn a tie before and had to have been taught how to put it on. They're expected to wear it, and it kind of raises their confidence level. So perhaps they'll learn something, do something in prison, read some books, like you said, take some courses, and when they get back out, they get to keep the shirt and the tie, and they go get a job.
That's right. Go to their job interview, looking like a prisoner.
First, when I read this, I was like, it says Sheriff Michael, but it doesn't say Farwell. Sheriff Michael, somebody else. Like, this is exactly something that would come out of your mind.
It's a brilliant idea.
I knew you'd love it.
I know.
So if you do ever go to jail, make sure you commit the crime somewhere in Massachusetts, preferably in the Ludlow area, so that you can have your shirt and tie in prison.
I love it.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.